Mama, why do we have to watch?
No, we have to get because we have to watch.
Yeah, why do we have to watch? Because the Mara has never said that I know of that we have to watch when we eat Mara.
It's Rav Hirsch's deep. Told you to do live a masket so that you feel as you die.
That's right. But then it says, this is Rav Papa says, we know that we have to give.
Yes.
So why do we have to give? Because we somehow know that we have to watch.
Hi chaser tzorich lecherki bachares and mishim kapos. Let's do the cherki. Kila chetayim lo mavi. Lo leu noga. Yes, we know it from a little bit further. From a little bit further, where it says, Adrei Rav Chista le Rabona Ufo v'dorash not el yodah v'tibudisha not el yodah v'tibushayi. From there we know it.
Okay, but the Gemara up to the point where it brings it, you don't know it.
It doesn't work like that. You see, this is one of the very difficult things about Gemara. Whatever Gemara you learn,
you have to know the whole.
The Gemara assumes that you know you know every other Gemara in the Shas. It's just meant to be assumed. That is it. That is the Gemara assumes that.
And the other question is, if the kapha can be knocked out from just the repa,
yes,
then why, in fact, don't we do it that way? Why don't we just put the Gemara didn't discuss that. Maybe that's a test vote. I don't know.
That is why I wanted to have this the fifth chalik of the it says is what we really have to do. We've got to be just let's go get those things straight. First of all, the deen is kol sheti bulei b'mashke tzorich netila shodai. Anything that you dip in mashke, it needs netila shodai. We don't do that, and the Gemara in Chulin says that if a person does that, he is mikasei horuach. Now, a gusto is something coarse about him. A person doesn't do that sort of thing.
Doesn't want?
If you have grapes, and the grapes is wet, we don't wash for it. The only thing for which we wash is bread. Yes, Robert.
What is mashke?
Mashke is liquid. So if something is wet, then the hands are shnias l'tumo, which we explained. And since the hands are shnias l'tumo, there were two gezeilas of the Chachomim made. They said hands are always shnias l'tumo. They actually were three, five or two, but I mean, the hands are always shnias l'tumo. So shnias l'tumo should make anything else a shlishi l'tumo. Now the only ochel that can be ochel is food. Mashke is liquid, ochel is food. The only ochel that a shemi l'tumah can make into a shlishi l'tumah is trumah. That's the only thing. So what does the chazal do? They say the hands become a shemi l'tumah. If they touch a mashke, the mashke becomes a rishon l'tumah. And the mashke makes the food a shayni the tumor.
Say tumor to kilo, just
that's first. Right. Tumor to kilo is the same as rishon the tumor.
The hands are a second level tumor,
yes.
But the liquid becomes a first level tumor?
Well, we discussed that. It reverses it, you see. It becomes a first. That is the Gezeiras Chachomim. Why did they do it? They did it because Sarah the tumor. As an aid, we should know when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt that and Trumo comes, we should understand what it's ought to go, because to eat Trumo in a state of uncleanliness is a very serious matter. What is uncleanliness? Even if it's a Tvul Yom. That means a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is a man had legitimate intercourse with his wife the night before. If he lost semen, he's got to go to the mikveh. The following evening, he's got to go to the mikveh. So the Kohanim always, every day, went to the mikveh. That's your Mishneh in Brochus. coming to eat their tumor. No Kohen would dare take a risk, perhaps unbeknown to him, something happened, and he was tomei. So every Kohen used to go, every evening used to go to the mikveh, and when he used to go to the mikveh, he used to eat tumor. Then he used to come home and he used to eat tumor. There's a lovely scene that I have been able to preserve in my mind, and I pray that it will never be eradicated. It took place only a few years ago. I was in Netanya, and in Netanya they've got Kiryat Sanz. And the person who founded Kiryat Sanz is a person who's known as the Klausenberger Rebbe.
What is Kiryat Sanz?
The Kiryat is the town of Sanz.
Oh.
In America, everything is a city of Sanz. But it's a little part of the suburb, clearly, of Netanya. And it's self-contained. It belongs to the Klausenberger Rebbe. Now, the Klausenberger Rebbe is an outstanding person. First of all, he's a very great lover. Secondly, the tremendous Yorei Shamai and the Baal Midos. He was in the camps, and the last day in the camps, the Germans, the Nazis, staged a death march for the Jews. You can imagine in what state they were, and they made the march. So they fell dead on the road, just fell dead on the road. At the end of the day, the Klausenberger Rebbe asked for volunteers. Everyone's a mess mitzvah. And the deen is a mess mitzvah comes first, you bury him on the spot, everyone is a mess mitzvah. So he asked for volunteers to help. You can imagine the state they were in. The health state, the physical state, the few survivors, never mind the emotional state, nobody volunteered to help him. He himself went and buried each one. It's a mess mitzvah, you've got to bury each one. But that's the Klausenberger Rebbe. And after the war, he founded this little village. And he did a tremendous amount of work there. And built up this village, which is a self-contained village with all its institutions. It's got a school, and it's got a yeshiva, and it's got shuls, and it's got a bes medrash, and it's got mikvahs, and it's got a hospital, from a hospital. The town's got a beautiful hospital, Even in America, they haven't got hospitals like that. They haven't got a hospital like that. Beautiful hospital. He built it all up. And he sits in New Jersey. There's a state called New Jersey, isn't it? And in New Jersey, there's a place called Union City.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's got a place in. I went to see him. They had been ill. And I went to see him in Union City. And he runs this place, but he runs it with an iron hand. He runs this place. Doesn't want anything to go wrong there.
He runs it from
his Union City, but he's got his people there, and occasionally he comes there. Why he doesn't live there, I don't know. There's a reason for it, you see. Why he doesn't. He had a lot of sorrows also, he had a lot of interference. The people, his detractors, and wanted to ruin it. You know, he had enough sorrows before it became established, but then it became eventually established. And I was there at this Tikkun Olam. I was really very taken up with it. And early one morning, I don't remember, it was before the davening or immediately after the davening, I was up early, and it was a beautiful morning, and I was going for a walk. And then I saw there was a sort of a corridor open at the top, but built up till about 3 feet, I would say. Built up 3 feet and then open, and then the roof on top, you see. And I saw children, boys, running from one building through this corridor. And it seemed to me that they were naked from what I could see. It seemed to me, running through. I thought, well, what is this? these are all those little boys running every morning. They go to the mikveh before they dive. Every one of them run through to the mikveh. They have the mikveh, then they go and dive. It's alatarum. It's alatarum. With the whole place, there was a place like that. Now, we have got two views in Tosfos about washing the hands in this particular case. The Gemara says that if a person washes his hands for peiros, because fruit is wet, it's got water on it, and he goes and he takes a kli and he washes his hands for his nikasei horuach. We are not at that madrega that we wash our hands for this sort of thing. The Chachomi made the gezeira for bread and for because of truma, that truma shouldn't be forgotten, and not for that. So the question is, if that be the case, then how is it that on the Seder table for the carcass, for the karpas, for the tibul rishon, we wash our hands? And there are two reasons that are given for it. The one reason is Rashi's reason. And Rashi's reason is, since here the whole mitzvah is that you've got to dip it, so that gezeira remains. Here it's not a question of gasei ruach, because the mitzvah is, the Torah says, the deen is, you've got to take karpas and you've got to dip it in the vinegar or in the salt water, and then you've got it. So it is, you've got to make it well. If I, and it's a mitzvah, if I decide to wash grapes because I want to, I'm fastidious, or because I'm afraid that they spray it with DDT, that is the reason I do it. But here the mitzvah says Rashi, then it's like Nahamo. What is Nahamo?
Bread.
Then it is like bread, and in the same way, you've got to make the bread, you've got to make it that. So Rashi would pass, and you've got to make it with a brocha. You've got to make a brocha on that.
Unless
you know should do it. You've got to make a brocha. Is the Rambam Paskins, that's quite right. Did you know the Rambam Paskins?
Well, we looked at it.
Very good. Look at the Rambam Paskins like that. Rambam Paskins, same as Rashi. You'd say you'd have to make a brocha, a gon also, Paskins like that. You've got to make a brocha for it. Now comes Tosfos, and Tosfos is very worried about this. So Tosfos is a very interesting thing. And Tosfos makes what we call a chiluk. A chiluk is a fine distinction. That's, are you with me? Last week you weren't with me. You don't have to give any reasons. I just want you to know that you weren't with me. Sometimes you forget. And from my experience, yes. So, a chiluk is a question of a chiluk. Tosfos makes a very interesting chiluk. He says like this.
A distinction.
He divides it. But we'll soon see inside what the distinction is. He says the brocha that one makes on the tila shodayim for bread, over bread, that brocha is kedusha. That brocha is holiness. It's a brocha of holiness.
Is the Tosfos?
Tosfos says that, yes. He says it works out like this. It works out like this. I'm paraphrasing the Tosfos. It's a question of kedusha. But this brocha that we make over peiros. So what happens? My hands are shnius letumo, and the peiros and the water on the peiros is fruit or produce from the earth, and the peiros, the water on, if my hands touch the water becomes a rishon letumo, and it makes the peiros a sheni letumo. So Tosfos says, so what's the terrible thing if it's a sheni letumo? What's the terrible thing if I eat a sheni letumo? What's the terrible thing?
Well, your hands are already sheni
letumo. And my whole body. Who knows? I'm probably a rishon letumo. So what's the terrible thing if I need a shame in the tumor? It's not such a big deal. Shame in the tumor. So Tosfos says, what do we eat it for, shame in the tumor? He says, there was a time when, in the time of the Gemara, there was a time when they were particularly careful not to do it. They were careful if a thing they knew, the food was tomei. They didn't eat that food. Why should food that is tumor go into their bodies? They themselves are tomei. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. They themselves are tomei. It's got nothing to do with it. If I sometimes tell a lie, does it mean that I must never tell the truth? No, it's true, you're tomei, but to go when you know it's tumor, they didn't do it like that. So he says, so what is the reason for the washing of the hands? The reason for the washing of the hands is a cleanliness, because we don't want our bodies to be sullied, our tummies to be sullied with food that is tomei. In the time of the Gemara, they could still get away with that sort of thing, but we can't do a thing like that. Sisters was in their day. Sisters was, we don't do a thing like that. So he says, you wash, all right, you wash, but whatever you do, don't make a brocha. And if you make a brocha, it's a brocha levatolo, because a brocha is only where there is kedusha. You follow? Brocha is where there is kedusha. Now, Mitteh Dosbeh, for instance, like this, we are able to solve another problem also. I'll give you a chance in a moment. We say, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat. After you've eaten the Mayim Achronim, we say is a chovah. That you've got to do. A chovah, yes, it's obligatory, mandatory. It's obligatory. You've got to, this is a chovah you've got to do. So the question is asked, if it's a chovah, then why don't you make a brocha on it? Make a brocha on it if it's a chovah. Yes, but if you look in the din, it's a chovah from altogether a different standpoint. It's not a chovah from the standpoint of kedusha, but it's a chovah from the standpoint of nikoyo, of cleanliness, because one eats salt. Those days they used to have melech sedonis from the Dead Sea, the salt, and he handled the salt and he puts it in his eyes, it's injurious to the eyes. Wash it after you've eaten, wash your hands after you've eaten, even if you don't use melech sedonis, so you use other salt either. Even if you don't use the salt at all, you might have touched the meat with a hand, a bone or something, you might have checked with the hand. You're going to bench, then wash your hand. Even if you haven't done anything. But we've done it for so long already, we do it, and it's a chav to do it. And we do the Mayim Achronim. But it's not kedusha. That's not kedusha. Even if we will say, it says in the Torah, we is kadishtem, and you shall sanctify yourselves. And this belongs to sanctifying yourself. But in that there are two quite different approaches, two quite different ideas, two quite different principles. The one principle is, of course there's a certain amount of holiness in being clean also, but the one is the essence of kedusha. The essence of kedusha. Washing your hands before bread. In the case before Paris, it wasn't because of any kedusha. They didn't want that things that are tomei should go into their tummy. So they did it. But already in the time of the Gemara, they didn't do it anymore. He said, says Tosfos, we certainly don't do it. And to make a brocha over that, says Tosfos, no brocha, why not? A brocha of washing the hands is only when it's a question of kedusha. Otherwise not. Question of kedusha. So now we understand why for Mayim Achronim there is no brocha. But for Mayim Rishonim there is a brocha. Why is there a brocha for Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Why is there bracha there? There is just to four hands to be clean. Are we pardon? Yes, but
that's kedusha.
Well, but my hands must be clean. The tefillin is kedusha, but that my hands must be clean, that's not kedusha. That they must be clean. That's if it were only that reason, if it were only that reason, we wouldn't make a bracha. If it were only that reason, but there is another reason. The other reason is, what's the first thing we say in the morning when we open our eyes? It's a very funny thing. You get up early in the morning, you start working, and you work and you work extremely well. 1 o'clock, you're not even hungry. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, you begin to feel a little hungry. 3 o'clock, you have something to eat. What do you do? Finish eating. You go working again, working. Work through till 7 o'clock, 7:30. You've done mincha. You've done maariv. You've even learned a little bit. 8 o'clock, you must have something to eat, really. You have something to eat. 9 o'clock, you're tired. You're so tired that you can't do anything anymore. You go to bed, and you sleep. And you wake up in the morning, you're as fresh as a daisy. What's happened to all the tiredness? Fresh as a daisy. Fresh. That's what the Rabbi Nishoelam does. He takes your neshama and he renews it whilst you are asleep. And then he gives you, now you've got a new neshama. That is Chechazat to be Mishmotzi, Bechemlo, Rabbi Nusecho. That's what happens. So how can the sleep make it? What is sleep? That's what it does. So, in the morning, every morning, we say all those brachas. Because our awakening in the morning has been a renewal of our life. So we make all those brachas. I'm a Ber Yochadosh, just being created. Just being created, wash my hands. So it's a gedusha for that we make our nefilas yodoyim. The Rosh is very much like Rashi said. All right, it's for cleanliness. But the Rambam goes further. The Rambam says, "Watch for mincha too, make a brocha." Well, but we are speaking, we paskin according to Tosfos Shita. Where it's a question of Kedusha, there we make Al Netilas Yodoyim. Where it's not a question of Kedusha, it's a question of being clean, we don't make Al Netilas Yodoyim. And then I'll show you just now in Tosfos, you wanted to ask something, I'll come to you.
The Tosfos would say that when we eat bread, that is a question of Kedusha.
Oh yes, for the Trumah. Oh yes, it's a question of great Kedusha.
Let me ask another question.
Yes.
So Chachamim made these two gezeiros so that we should wash. I think we learned that when the Beis HaMikdash is restored, this won't be so far into us.
Yes.
Why didn't the Chachamim just make it? It seems strange to me that they declared something that's tumah that didn't used to be the case before. I mean, the rules concerning the mashke and the rules concerning our hands.
Oh.
Why didn't the Chachamim just make a gezeira that we should wash our hands before we eat? Just like, for example, we eat the karach sandwich.
Yes.
In the Pesach, we don't say try to say, well, for this purpose, it's not a mitzvah deraita and mitzvah rabbanan. Don't mivata one another, so you can do it. Would they just say, do it?
Yes.
So
your question is a very real question, and I don't like dealing with this at the shiur, but because we've reached a stage in it already. Nowadays, at a shiur of this nature, I don't like dealing with why they said it. I like reading, what did they say? We've got to understand what they said. You follow?
Yes.
I must tell you, it's much easier to learn why they said it. it's much easier. What they said is much more difficult. But if you really want to understand the why, you first have to understand the why. That is really. But when you're dealing with women and children, you do it the other way around. Don't tell me. You do it the other way around. You start. You start with the why. You start with the why. You start with the why. See, that is why. But you are quite right. But what the Chachomim do is this: they don't like doing a play about. We're going to get the same question a little bit later this evening. They don't like to play about, the Chachomim. They want a proper kedusha. So they say, look here, in truth, we are metame everything. We are. The only thing is we don't reckon with it because we're in a cleft stick here. We haven't got the pora dumo, so we can't purify ourselves. So the Chachomim said, yes, but there's got to be some kedusha in it. So they said, we're going to reduce the tumor. How will we reduce it? We make yadayim shniyas, the tumor. If they touch water, they become rich in the tumor and that. And then you've got to cleanse yourself. You've got to wash your hands.
How does that reduce the tumor? It sounds like an increase.
If you feel your increase of tumor is a reduction of it. Really, we are. However much they increase the tumor, they can't increase it to the extent that we are, Tommy. However much they increase, they can't increase the idea. I mean, can you imagine? It says in the Torah, "Lo sosurach ve'levav b'chim ve'achrei eneichem." What is the idea that we shouldn't contaminate our thoughts and we shouldn't contaminate our feelings? That is lo sosurach ve'levav b'chim ve'achrei eneichem. So, what does it mean? If a man goes down the street and he sees a beautiful woman and he looks at her, lo sosurach ve'levav b'chim ve'achrei eneichem, did he damage himself? Not even minus, not even a question of apikursus, not even question something that is against the Torah, has a hatred to somebody, no reason for it, maybe a professional hatred. He's already metame himself. Do you know what tumor that is? The idea to which we are tamei, the idea is that we must be pure in mind and pure in thought and pure in our feelings, in our hearts. It's got to be pure. That is, now, what I'm saying to you, I don't want you to regard this as terribly severe. It's not severe. It's serious. That's all it is. It's serious. Hashem has given us feelings. Hashem has given us a mind. Look how we contaminate it. And it's born Elokai Neshomish Nosadabi Dahoroi. It was given to us pure. Just look how we contaminate it. I mean, do we realize what tumor we are in? And then all the other tumor that there is. Have we got any idea what tumor we are in? Can we imagine the tumor? So the Chachomim said, look here. So let us take an area and make it quite clear we are tumor, and at least work a little and get yourself tahoria. That is the way it works. Now, just look at this toasters.
Rabbi?
Yes?
If I could ask a couple
questions. Yes? Just let me do this little bit of toasters. It might end something. We did the first part, the Rashi, on the, where toasters explains Rashi. And on the next one, Omul Beis, in the toasters, V'chol Shkein Anan.
Omul Beis?
Yes?
4-10 lines.
1, 2, from the narrow lines, it is the 1, 2, that's right, it's the fourth narrow line. V'chol shkein anan. And all the more so ourselves, says Tosfos. And all the more so ourselves, says Tosfos. He says, and all the more ourselves. We don't take care that we mustn't make ourselves tome. We don't worry about that. And we don't worry about eating tomatica foods. We don't worry about that. We don't need that netilo, that is the for the tibul risho. For the carpus, we don't need that natilo. And the person who still makes a brocha over that, makes a brocha levatolo. It's a brocha that is for no reason, no purpose. He said, I have seen in the Sidurim, he means in the Agodas. He calls those the Sidurim, you see, like the word Sidur. And I have seen in all the Agodas that it is written that it is necessary to ala netilo levorech to make a brocha. The ein nirech it preaches. He says, I don't like it as I have explained. He says, I don't like it. But that is, we paskin according to Tosfos, and we don't make a brocha over that. Not only don't we make a brocha, but in most places only the person, the Baal Agoda, the person who says the Agoda makes the brocha, washes the hands, and the others don't even wash hands.
So
I think so. I mean, you haven't taught me.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, we don't pass it from the natural house.
So but you know, Master, it is for what kind of cleanliness? It's not for cleanliness to take off the mud from my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the cleanliness. It's the cleanliness that I don't want to have tumor.
Okay.
That's the cleanliness.
Okay. So
that answers
that question.
That's why I said it's a fine distinction.
Okay.
If it would be a mud, it's not a nice distinction. It's a difference.
But okay, then the question that I have is then normally when you wash for bread,
yes,
the cleanliness is for the cleanliness of tumah as well. You're washing for the cleanliness of tumah.
Yes, but there's a kedusha there. I don't wash it for any other food.
Yeah.
But because bread was the main truma, was bread. So they made it as a din kedusha. It's to be like washing your hands in the morning. It's a kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a beria chadosha. I'm newly created. It's a fine distinction.
The other question I had is, you said that the Gaon paskens the way Rashi does.
Yes.
But the Gaon is closer to us than is the Tosfos.
Yes, well, many people pasken like the Gaon, and they do it, and they do make a brocha, and all that, they wash their hands, and they make a brocha on it. But it's come down to us. I must tell you that even in the Gaon school, there are certain things that he did, and his school didn't follow him. And I'm quite sure he said, you don't follow me in this. He had his reasons, but he felt that they weren't able, they didn't have those reasons. If they didn't have those reasons, they shouldn't do it. I'm quite sure he said so, because there are a number of things that we don't follow him with, and we belong to that school. My uncle certainly came down directly from that school and didn't follow it. So the
assistant
considered
from that school? Everybody? He's a Chofetz Chaim traced right back to his own.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And the
Billy
Gaon wasn't. Was he considered a
post saint? Well, he didn't consider himself a
post saint. But I mean, is he looked upon as
He didn't go into Psakit Halacha. Mm-hmm. He's looked upon as an halachist. Because even his biur hagro on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not psak. You get psakim there, but it's explaining how the psak is. It tells you where to look at it. You look back and you work out how he learned the Gemaras. You can work out how he learned the psak. You can learn down. But he wasn't a post saint.
So that would affect perhaps somewhat the way we look upon
of course
the way he writes.
Of course it affects. here? They didn't make any exceptions.
It only applies in this case.
Where is caducial? Where they put it on the level of a caducial? And they said when a person eats bread and a person sits down to have a meal, they want it to be on the level of caducial. And caducial is not, I'm not tomate. That's not a caducial. Before that's still not caducial. I'm not tomate is not caducial. So if it is a question, or a person doesn't, they didn't want to be eat something that they know is tomate, they didn't want it. The Tosfos says in their day, we date back 900 years, 800 years, Tosfos says in our day we are not careful about this sort of thing anymore. So we're not careful about not eating impure things. So yeah, we wash our hands, but it's only to be aware of it, to remember it. Children should ask questions. So it's a different deen. It's not a deen of kedusha. That's the way Tosfos learns it.
But why don't I wash my hands when I wash the plate? I mean, immediately they have to.
There's no exception. So it is, and if you wash your hands for grapes, it doesn't bring you into a state of kedusha.
No.
But if you wash your hands for bread, it brings you into a state of kedusha.
So we're making a distinction about kedusha, whether you cover or not. But the washing the hands.
I'm saying the washing of the hands is an act of sanctification. Asher kideshonu the mitzvah sof. Sanctify them. So when is it, if I wash the hands because I want to remove the blood, the mud, that is cleanliness. It's got nothing to do with sanctification. If I wash my hands because I don't want to eat something that is tomei, my hands will make it tomei. So that is not cleanliness, that is cleanness. It's cleanness. I don't want something that is tomei to go. I don't want to be impure. But if I don't want to be impure, I don't want anything to contaminate me and to make me impure. But that dust is still not sanctification. So when is it kedusha? Is for bread they made it an act of kiddush, an act of sanctification.
The first one, then is that an act of sanctification?
No.
No.
According to Tosfos, it's not an act. Are we pardoned?
Why do you want it all any more so than you want to regret?
That is that. Because if there was a time when it was done, and we don't want to forget it. But that's all we do. But you make a brocha on it, says Tosfos, it's a brocha of Atonda. Rashi says you make a brocha on it. The Rambam says you make a brocha on it. We don't make a brocha on it. But that's the way it works. Now please, let us go on further. The Omer Rav Popo, and Rav Popo says, Lo nishi inish more b'charoses, a person should not let the charoses, the more remain long in the charoses, dilmo agav chol ye de tavlin mevati le liberore, because of chol ye, Cholye is its sweetness, the tavlin of the spices, the sweetness of the spices, mafti leili merore, it will diminish or reduce or invalidate it from its bitterness. It will take away from its bitterness. Uvo ina ta moro veleko. And we need the taste of moro, and here there is no taste of moro. So then, that is quite clear. There is no difficulty there. If you look at your Tosfos, your Rashbam, Agav Chulye. In the Rashba, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the 13th line in the Rashbam, Agav Chulye, Shenosnin Bo Tapuchin, because apples are put into the charoses. Tidemuchach lekaman, as is evidence further on, zecher letapuach, in remembrance of the apple tree. Later on, we know it's actually Gemara elsewhere that in the time of Golus Mitzrayim, of Shibut Mitzrayim, the women, it was a whole, you can imagine what used to go on. Is it going to be a boy or is it going to be a girl? And if it's going to be a boy, the boy is going to be taken away from us and going to be thrown into the river. And any Egyptian that sees the child is going to catch it. And the Egyptians are just waiting for it. And if she has the baby at home, they know about it. So they used to go out into the fields, and they used to go out to the apple orchards and under the apple trees and have their children there without pain. Benishlevi made it, there would be no crying or anything. They had it without pain to give them a chance to save the child. And they used to try and save the child. So Zeicher leTapuach, we put in apples into the charoses as a remembrance of that tapuach. And that apple is sweet. And if the morel is allowed to be long in that, it will take away its bitterness. Which we don't want, because we need the town morel, as we should see. We need the taste of morel. Robert, are you still with me?
Explain that.
Yeah, are we pardon?
But explain why we need apple. Why does it have to be in the chosen where you can have a problem with being provided for the taste and town of the morel?
Yes,
why have the apple some other place?
Because the chalosis is the chalosis is the teeth, the mud, the cement,
all aspects of
the shibud, of that shibud there. All right. You know, if you shibud is bondage from Eved, she used iron base dollars. See, the shibud, yes. Of course, yet again, I'm dealing now with what the Gemara says. Why the Gemara says, why these things are, is another thing. I can't deal with it unless we've got time at the end, because I've got to finish up to the top of the page tonight. Now, if you look a little bit further, Adverei Rav Chisto le Rabono Ukvo. Rav Chisto, Adverei literally means led him. Rav Chisto led him. Whom did he lead? Rabono Ukvo. He led him into the Bismedrash, the Dorash. And he began darshaning, he began teaching. That's right. Not al yodav v'tibul risho. If a person washes his hands for the first tibul, not al yodav v'tibul sheni. He washes his hands for the second tibul. And that is all he says. Now,
what's the difference to the natal and the notal? One is spelled with above, one without.
No, the one is past tense, and the other is present, but a future present, which is very often used in Russian Kodesh. He washed his hands for the first. Now he washes his hands for the second.
Okay.
That's what it means, you see. Now, you've just got to understand, if you want to follow the Gemara, you've got to understand a very simple thing there. He's washed his hands for the first tibul, for the first dipping. He washes his hands for the second dipping. I can learn it in two completely different ways. I can learn it, it's for Pesach. He washes his hands for the karpas immediately after Kiddush. Then he washes his hands afterwards for the chazeres, when he takes the letters and he dips it into... in the charoses, after the boat, he's got to wash his hands again. I could learn it like that. Or I could learn it another way, Daniel. The second way I could learn it is normally. What happened here? Don't forget that this is still early in the days of the Gemara. What happened? He's at the home, and the hostess brings apples to the table, and she has washed the apples. So what does he do? He goes up and he washes his hands, and he comes and he makes Bolei Pri Ho'etz. the evening goes on, and they have tea, and now, an hour later, she brings grapes to the table, also washing and washes the grapes. So it must be washing hands again for the grapes. So we can say, what does Rabbona Ufo say? He says, yes. He says, look here, when you ate the apple, did you think that you were still going to get grapes? You didn't think you were in for such a good time. So now you get grapes also, and it's midwinter, grapes still. You've got to wash your hands again. You didn't watch with the idea of washing all for the grapes. Can you see the two possibilities? But, and from what?
Well,
there's Kabbalah.
There's one possibility.
The what?
Kabbalah.
There was Kabbalah only for the first one he had it.
No, one is for Pesach, one is general.
One is for the any time. One is for Pesach and one is for tonight. Can be either. Got the idea? So if you understand those two possibilities, then the Gemara is easy to understand. Now if you look inside, you'll see it. Adverei Rav Chisdol Rabbona Ukvo, Rav Chisdol led him that is Rabbona Ukvo Vedorish, and he taught, not al yodah betibul rishon, not al yodah betibul sheni. He washed his hands for the first tibul. Now he wants to eat again fruit that is moist. He washes his hands again for the second dipping. Omruhu Rabbonon Kameda Rav Popo. The Rabbonon said this in front of Potiphar and ended Hoba Almo Itmer. This must have been said generally, not for Pesach. Hoba Almo Itmer. Almo comes out of the world. This was said generally, not for Pesach. The Isal Kodai de Chocha Itmer, because if you think that it was said for here, that is for Pesach. Lomo li netilas yodoim trei zimni. Why has he got to wash his hands the second time? Homachele yore chodo zimno. He's already washed his hands the first time. And when he washed the hands his first time for the karpas, he knew that he was going to eat the chaveras afterwards and dipped it, so he doesn't have to wash his hands again. Omar lehu Rav Popo said to them, Rav Popo, Adonaba, on the contrary, I would say that Rabbona Ukvo Hocho Itmer learned it here. The Isal Kodai Tukva Alma Itmer, because if you will think that he spoke generally, normally treiti bulim. Why have you got to dip twice? Why have you got to wash? Really, he means, why have you got to wash your hands twice? So, says the Gemara, Elamai, then Rav Popo, then what then do you say? Hocho Itmer, that it speaks about Pesach. Netilas Yodayim Trezi Mi Lomoli. Why do you need washing of the hands twice? Homachele Yore Chodozimno. He's already washed his hands once for the Karpas. Answers the Gemara, Amri, I will tell you. Kiven de Boile Meimara Garatova Halelo. Since he's got to say, he wants to say via Godo and Halel. Dilmo Asuhi Aschele Daite. Perhaps he was Masiach Das. He took, he didn't concentrate anymore that his hands are clean and he mustn't touch any place that isn't clean. Venoga, and he touched something that wasn't clean. That's why he's got to wash his hands twice, once for the karpas, and then again for the chazeres, for the letters in the chareses. Now, of course, you can ask a very simple question. You can ask, what's all this business about? That he's got to wash his hands again when it comes after the matzah and the moral, and after the matzah, he takes the moral, the chazeres, the letters, and drips it into the chareses. He doesn't have to make a special broch. He's made a special washing of the hands. That washing of the hands is for the matzi. What's all this business about? Tosfos deals with it, and the way Tosfos explains it is, you've got to learn it like this, that when you wash your hands for, if Rabbona Ukvo said it for Hoko, for Pesach, then it means when you wash your hands for the matzah, you have in mind that you are washing your hands also for the tibul shayni. Why have you got to have in mind that you're washing for the tibul shayni? You've already washed already for that. For that purpose, you've already washed for the karpas. So you don't have to have in mind. That's what the Gemara says. You follow? So he says, yeah, no, it works out that a fourth of six, you can learn it, that it's got to do with Pesach, and you need two washings, because in the middle there's the Halel and the Agoda, you've got to wash your hands again. That is the way it runs, yes?
The spur of the Rabbanim that it must be for Alma.
Yes.
If it's speaking about Pesach, why do you have to wash twice?
Yes.
That same argument can be put forth in Ba'alma.
We deal with that.
Okay.
Ba'alma, because he didn't know he was going to get grapes. In the middle of winter, his hostess was going to bring him grapes. He's very thankful. She gave him apples, and then she gave him tea, and then she gave him cake. Did he think? And he didn't even think he was going to get it. I can understand that he's got to wash it again. But for Pesach, he knows that he's going to have to dip a second time. So when he washes for the second time too. So the Gemara says, because he's here, if there's a Hezekiah dance. Yeah, you know.
That's
today, I mean, for us to concentrate today is very difficult. And I explained it to you last time. A Hefsek I can still manage. I told you. I put on my tefillin, I put on my shogyad, and before I get a chance to put on your rosh, somebody walks in and says, good morning. So I don't answer you. So I'm not Hefsek. No Hefsek. And then I say to myself already, I'm allowed to be Hefsek. I'm really Masir Tas. I'm really not concentrating on it's finished. I'm not allowed to be Masir Tas. Strictly speaking, I'm not allowed to be Masir Tas all the time as I've got my tefillin on me. And that is why we don't wear the tefillin the whole day. Who can do these things today? If we are aware of our weaknesses, my uncle used to ask that we do not take off our tefillin before the kaddish of this kaddish. So he likes it that one doesn't take off one's tefillin until after the shir shayel is finished, then one takes off the tefillin.
This comes before Olam.
Yes, before Olam, but at least not before Olam. But not before that is kaddish. So you're saying that this cover still belongs to the Amido. You used to ask that you don't take off your tefillin before you say before you heard that this cover. But he would like it to be on all the time. And he used to say, he said, in any case, you've got certain dealing with you there. It's got to be a good knocking. Your body has got to be clean. Got to be clean about it, all right? So we won't keep it on after the davening. We take it off after the davening. We need to keep it on a little bit after the davening too. We should give a half hour shiur or sometimes it's worse, 30 minutes at the most, 40 minutes. We need to keep it on for that all the time. He could do it. He could do it. And I'm quite sure that the time that he was davening, the time that he wasn't a piyachah, could do it. Be able to not to be Masiyah Das, to be able to concentrate all the time that you've got your tefillin in your hands. Doing it. One day I'll tell you of, I gave a shiur once in Johannesburg many, many years ago about what it means having in mind the Rebbein Israel always. Having in mind the Torah always, the Rebbein Israel always. And when I finished the shiur, my wife said to me, that is humanly impossible. This is impossible. It was shortly after we married. And my wife had never been out of South Africa. And not having been out of South Africa is even worse than never having been out of America. It's a serious matter. She's never been out of South Africa. And then several years later, we were up in Kfar Hasidim. And in those days, she didn't know any Yiddish. And I was sitting there and speaking to my uncle. And we spoke for well over 3 hours. And she sat there all the time. When we were filled speaking, and our daughter, who's there now, was with us. When we had finished speaking, she was a little girl. He took us to the bus stop. And I wanted him to go back. He said, no. He took us right to the bus stop. And we got into the bus, and my wife said to me, now I know you were right. Now I can understand that it is possible to never for a moment of the day to fail to think of Hashem to think of the day. And one day I'll tell you exactly what the circumstances was, and it's been the Princeton. They said Yeshiva, and somebody phoned me from Pittsburgh, the Rashkolia, where he told me that he repeated it in he heard it in case that he heard the story and he repeated it in. I'll tell you one day what it is. It is the time for it now. All right. But that is Hesach Hadas. That is what Hesach Hadas means. If you look at your Rashbam, the Tibur Rishon, Shel Sheol Yarki. For all other vegetables, Letibul Sheini Chazeres says they wanted to say to Rapopo Oba Alme Ipe Bishar Tiburi Sheva Oriye Bosa Shono for other Tiburim on the other days of the year She Einon Keva, it's not a fixed Tibul Uchenote Yodav Lerishon or Yodayish Shof. Say Shani Lovo, and when he washed his hands for the first kibbutz that was for the apples, he didn't know that the grapes were still going to come. They siach datel, and he was mesiach das. The isal kodai dochocho gabi moral itper, because if you would think that he's speaking about here, about moral amai homashele yonei chodesim lovo kibbutzisha, why should he wash his hands a second time for the lettuce and the charoset? He washed it for the carcass and the salt water. The Gemara, because Aschei Ledati, Rapopo says Aschei Ledati, Venoga Veshum Dover Tiluf, and he touched something that was unclean, just still there.
What
Tiluf? Filth. Touched something that was filthy, that wasn't clean. It could have been he scratched himself, he scratched his tail, anything like that. That's the place that is usually covered is also a mokum tiluf.
What did the Rashbam tell you right away with Ravna Upsa that the Tiva Risha and Tiva Shani are referring to the fairy tale? I mean, it seems like
if you would have struggled to learn the Gemara on your own, that is the way you would have learned. And then you would have had to come back and retrace your steps. But normally you learn like that, you see.
When you first read that.
But I read it like that, you see. But then I had to work out how to explain it to you. I decided the best way to explain it to you was to make it clear from the outset that there are two ways of learning it. But the other meaning was to learn it, that it's speaking of Pesach. So the Rabbonim come along and they say, we understand that it's not meant for Pesach. Although normally we would say it's for Pesach, we understand that it's not meant for Pesach. That's all it is. Got it? Now, if you look at your tasters there, yes? I'm sorry, Glenn.
Sorry, this is an ancillary point, but why did Rashbam use the Yemot Hashanah? I learned that the Yemot was used in special occasions.
Because Yemei Hashanah, Yemei Hashanah. You know, I think that you may are special days. You may just know the days of the year, but you may, you say, you may teshuvah.
the gains of the state. And there is a thin data that are made there.